Hello.
Hello, Gail.
Yes.
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I needed to let you know we're going to be replacing your lawn. We're going to start tomorrow. We're going to take out all the grass and just replace it with rocks and stuff. It's like landscaping.
Wait, all our grass?
Yeah, yeah, front, back, and sides. We're going to... It's to help with the drought, so people don't water their lawns.
Wait a minute, so we're not going to have any grass in front of our house?
No, it's just going to be rocks. It's going to be really nice rocks, like different shades of brown and white.
Wait a minute, I don't want that.
Well, no, we're doing that to the whole neighborhood. There's not going to be any grass in the neighborhood at all anymore.
You're kidding me.
Well, it's because of the drought, and a lot of people are watering their lawns, and we can't make them stop. So we're just going to eliminate the problem, which is the grass. Because the grass, it doesn't really do anything. Grass is basically, it's just there to show off. Like, hey, look at my lawn, you know?
I know, but who wants to... Well, it actually does have a problem because I have a dog.
Well, the dog can poop in the rocks, right?
Do we not have a choice about this? Because I don't want it.
No, we really have... We're doing this for the whole neighborhood. And we're not charging you anything.
I cannot believe this.
Yeah, you're not going to be charged a thing. We're just going to...
I don't care about the charge. I want my grass. I want a lawn.
Are you offering to pay for this?
No.
Okay.
I would prefer you not to do anything to my lawn.
Yeah, you are going to have to water the rocks, though, just at first.
I don't even water my grass.
Well, you know, while the rocks settle into the new environment.
I cannot believe this. They're replacing every front lawn with rocks, the Homeowners Association.
What? They can do that.
Well, here, hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Keith. It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just needed to let you know we're well, she already explained it to you, right? We're going to be removing the lawn.
But I don't think you can't just tell us you're replacing our grass.
Well, no, it's part of the Homeowners Association rules, and it's because of the drought. You know, the drought's a nationwide problem. We really need to do something about it, and we're just trying to do our part by getting rid of all the grass in the neighborhood.
And who voted on this? Just the board voted on this without running this by any of the homeowners?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's in your contract. You know, we can take away the grass if we want to.
The Homeowners Association can do that.
Yeah, well, we're not going to charge you anything. It's completely free. We're going to replace it with really nice...
I want grass. I don't want to be... you're saying it's not going to charge me anything, but my dues are going towards it. I assume you're taking the funds out of my dues for however many years.
Yeah, well...
I imagine, you know, something like this significant, I would think you would want to tell all the homeowners you're doing it, and if they wanted to come out for a vote, they'd do it.
Well, because they'd probably vote against it, though.
In other words, they're shoeing the other foot, I would think that's how you'd want to be treated, too.
Well, no, I'm fine with it. They're going to
do my
lawn,
too. Obviously. You're on the board, and you voted for it.
Yeah.
But I'm not on the board, and I'm just been called at night and told me that you're coming in unilaterally doing something that's pretty significant.
Yeah. Well, you know, your dog can poop on the rocks. It's fine.
I know that, but it's not just a dog. It's just it's a significant change that I would think that if you weren't on a board and a homeowner association came to you, you'd say, wouldn't it have been nice if you had a meeting and all the homeowners came and if they wanted to raise some issues,
yeah, but
they could have and been heard
they'd probably,
as opposed to have been mandated
they'd
to,
probably vote against exactly it is the problem.
What?
They probably would have voted against that.
And so instead of doing something democratic, which you were elected by, right? Right? You're an elected board just like our government is, right? You're just you and I doing something because we've been voted down.
Look,
That's horrible. That's a terrible attitude.
Okay. Well, the earth, you know, the earth is in big trouble. You know, there's a drought and there's all this climate change and we got to just start doing something about it.
I understand. So if you want to, you can go protest. But when you start coming into my life, right, and dictating to me what I do, right, if I come and say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be driving cars, so I come into your house and I destroy your vehicle because it's gas, not electric, you'd be pissed.
Well, we wouldn't do something like that. No, it's just your lawn.
But you're mandating to me how to live my life. And that's not, that
no,
is not right.
It's words, just
if you
a
have
lawn.
An objection to it, there are things in life that I object to too, but I don't come into your house and impose my will on you.
Right. Well, we just need to do something about this drought.
You think that the world, you view the world as having a problem. I don't necessarily disagree with you on a world problem, but you're now imposing your solution on everyone in the neighborhood.
Okay. Well, we're not going to tear up your car, you idiot. It's just your grass. That's
well,
all.
Well, calling me an idiot, that's not really, I don't think I'd said anything mean to you. So you're showing me how you've gone down the road of now being...
Oh, God,
right?
Shut up. Just shut up.
Insulting.
Listen, it doesn't matter. I'm just letting you know it's a courtesy call. And we're going to be...
If you touch my lawn, right?
Well, it's basically
our lawn. I and many of the other homeowner association and lawyers will be getting together and we'll be addressing this appropriately.
Okay. Well, the lawns are all going to be finished before you even get around to doing that.
When is this supposedly happening?
It's starting tomorrow. We're going to start ripping up all the lawns in the neighborhood.
You're coming tomorrow and touching my lawn tomorrow.
Well, it's not your lawn. It's the homeowners association's lawn.
No. It's actually my lawn. The homeowners association doesn't own my lawn. The homeowners association has rules with which, for example, there's architectural harmony. See, I'm a lawyer. I know this stuff.
Oh.
Okay, and I've read them. Okay. So I'm not, I know you've called me an idiot, but I'm actually not an idiot.
Okay,
I
mean, for someone to get this bin out of shape about, you know, fucking grass, it's just grass, you know? Who cares?
First of all, it's grass to you, perhaps, but what I'm telling you is you called me 12 hours before someone's going to be digging up my lawn telling me you're going to do it. That, to me, is the most disingenuous and dishonest thing I can think of. But you're objecting to the water thing, okay? I'm objecting to be told what to do with 12 hours advance notice. I think that's incredibly poor form.
You don't have to do anything. We're doing it all for you, dummy.
I understand that, but I would have loved to have been heard about it.
Well, you don't always get what you want.
You big
crybaby, you don't always get what you want, all right?
You're really good at covering. You talk to your people who you work for who elected you, and you told me an idiot and a crybaby. Really?
Well, what? Does that really bother you that much?
Is this how you, in your professional career, is this how you treat other people? It must be a really...
Apparently, yeah.
Great dividends for you.
Yep. It's awesome. But, yeah, you can whine all you want about it, but we're going to be taking the lawn tomorrow, and it's not a big deal. It's just a lawn. It's just grass. Just settle down, okay?
Well, no, actually, I'm not going to settle down, because when I move the rocks and put grass back in and go and with me and my fellow homeowners, we're going to be calling all the lawyers and we sue you guys for
taking action
and probably exceeding your authority, you'll all be addressing this personally. I'm sure you'll love paying those legal fees.
Oh, there's not going to be any legal fees. You'll have to pay the legal fees because you'll lose.
Yeah, well, I'm very worried about that.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's a legal fee provision, by the way, in the homeowners association provisions.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Just shut up.
So, who is it? What is your name again?
My name is Roy.
Roy?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Just bear with me for a second.
Oh, God, I don't even want you to write down my name. Just write it down after I hang up, okay? I gotta go.
Can
I got other people to call.
Last name for me,
I have other people to call. I gotta go.
I'm just asking you to spell your name for me. I know you're on the board.
That's G-H-E-R-B-I-L.
H-E-R-B-I-L?
Have a nice day, sir. Bye.